Thank you for calling T-Mobile. My name is Shay. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I just bought a new phone and I need to get it activated.
Okay, I'd be happy to help with that. Can I start by getting your phone number associated with your account?
Yeah, it's 619-847-6698.
Okay, thank you. And for security purposes, can you please verify the last four digits of your social security number?
Yeah, of course, it's 6789.
Okay, I'd be happy to help activate your new device. Could you please provide me with the phone's IMEI number? It's a 15-digit code that's usually located under the battery or printed on the box.
Let me look on the box here. Okay, I got it. It is 35907108654321.
Okay, thank you for providing that code. Could you please also verify the phone and model for me?
Yeah, it's the iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Okay, got it. So we're activating the iPhone 15 Pro Max for you. And what type of service plan would you like, individual or family plan?
I'll go ahead and just get the individual plan for now.
Okay, no problem. We have a few individual plan options. Did you want unlimited data or would you prefer a set data allowance each month?
Oh, definitely unlimited.
Okay, sounds good. I'll set you up on our unlimited talk, text, and data plan for $79.99 per month. The activation will be complete in approximately 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so if you haven't already done so, let's insert the SIM card into your new phone. Did you need any assistance with that?
No, I've already got it in.
Okay, this may take just a few moments. Could you please turn off your phone and then turn it back on?
Yeah, sure. Okay. All right, it's rebooted and back on.
Okay, perfect. Okay, you should see our network name appear on the top of your screen. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, fantastic. Let's make sure everything is working. Can you please try making a phone call to see if it connects properly?
Yep. Well, let me just call my voicemail here. Yep, it went through and I can hear my voicemail message. I need to set it up.
Okay, excellent. Well, your new phone is now activated and working perfectly. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, that's all I need. Thanks so much for your help.
Well, you're welcome. And if you have any other further questions or need further assistance, please don't hesitate to call us back. And you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, thanks. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
ISP connectivity problems. Thank you for calling Cox Cable. My name is Shay. How may I provide you excellent service today?
Yeah, I'm having issues with my internet connectivity. It's unstable for the past few days, and I can't seem to get it working.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that you're having connectivity issues. I'll do my best to help you resolve this. Now, can I please have your account number and the phone number associated with your account?
Yeah, the account number is 61346, or you can look it up under my phone number, area code 619-847. 6631.
Okay, and what is your last name?
It's Lacny, L-A-C-N-Y.
Okay, and what is the security code or the passphrase?
McDonald's.
Okay, thank you for verifying your information. Okay, let's see what we can do about your connectivity issues. Let's start by checking a few things. Have you already tried restarting your modem and router?
Yeah, I unplugged both of them for about a minute and then plugged them back in, but that didn't work.
Okay, thank you for trying that. And are all the cables securely connected, or do you see any loose or damaged cables?
I did check all the cables, and they seem to be fine.
Okay, did you check your modem's lights, or are any of the modem lights flashing or not a solid green color?
Yeah, some of the lights are flashing on my Wi-Fi extenders.
Okay, that sounds like it could be a service issue in your area. Let me check for any reported outages. This will just take me a moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for your patience. It appears there are no reported outages in your area. Let's try a few more troubleshooting steps. Could you please perform a power cycle? So unplug the power cord from your modem and router and wait for 30 seconds to 1 minute and then plug it back in. Once all the lights in the modem are stable, check if you have internet connectivity.
Okay, I'm standing in front of there. Let me do that now. I've unplugged it and it's still not working. It's still flashing green.
Okay, I'm going to initiate a remote diagnostic check on my end of your equipment. This should only take a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay, just give me a few more minutes here. Thank you for your patience. So based on the diagnostic results, it appears there may be an issue with your modem. I'd like to go ahead and schedule a technician visit for further investigation and potentially replace the modem if necessary.
Okay. And when can the technician come up?
Okay, let me check the availability. Okay, we have an opening tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 11. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, great. I've scheduled a technician to visit your address tomorrow between 9 and 11. They will contact you prior to arrival. So please ensure someone over the age of 18 is present for the scheduled time frame.
Okay, thank you for your help.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's good. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay, it was my pleasure to help you, and you have a great rest of the day. And we'll see you tomorrow for the technician visit.
All right, same to you.
Thanks. Goodbye now.